Curriculum Commentary, Week 2 of Messengers. Hey leaders, this is Eric Cross. We're back after a week off. Hopefully everyone had a great Thanksgiving and enjoyed a Week 1 of Messengers. I just have one comment on Week 1, and then we'll kind of jump into Week 2, and then also a little housekeeping to wrap up. In Week 1, man, I hope that you were just kind of in the same place as me and just so appreciated Pastor Stone's vulnerability and transparency, and that hopefully it was refreshing and invigorating for you, that all of us will face these times of real struggle, but we have a source of everlasting peace and comfort and joy in Jesus. And I just thought that was amazing how it was just a reminder of that peace and comfort and joy that we receive in our Savior. I think it's crazy that Christmas is just a little over 4 weeks away. And I hope you're excited about the Messenger series. We see through the series how angels are coming down as heavenly messengers to tell about the good news, that they are messengers sent by God. And in our groups during this series, I hope we have this opportunity to just be, and hopefully that we can encourage the group that we too are messengers of God, that we've received this message and we've received the good news, and now we get to be the messengers of that good news. Remember, as disciples for Jesus and disciple group leaders, we have not been called to provide good advice, but to declare good news. I hope that's refreshing to anyone that's feeling weighed down or just a little maybe worn out from the season that you're in or the season maybe you're coming out of. But we should just remember that we are empowered. We are equipped to constantly point ourselves and the people that God's entrusted to us to the cross, to the gospel, to the good news. We don't have to be a counselor. We don't have to be a physician. We just have to be a messenger. Messenger for Him. And so that kind of wraps up the commentary portion of it, but don't turn this off yet because I wanted to make sure you know a couple things. We're going to continue to put this commentary out even while groups are quote-unquote on break. We know many of our groups will continue to meet throughout December and even into January before groups launch again and onboard again and officially kick off on January 21st. But please check back on this commentary. I hope it's been equipping to you and has helped you out through the weeks. And also make sure you check out the Angel Theology blog. Some of the pastors at the church are putting together blogs each week that are come out with theological truths of who angels are and what their purpose was, so that we just can kind of get away from the cultural movement that angels have gone to and get back to the biblical truths of who angels are. Also, I wanted to recommend a couple of books that may make for great Christmas time reading. Whether you're going to take a break or not, I hope you find some time during this busy season of shopping and parties and travel to just feed yourselves. So maybe that means that you're going to continue to stay in God's Word. Absolutely, first and foremost, that's where you should be. But also try to find yourself a good book that was written by man that is just going to help to drive home some of the themes and the truths that are in the Bible. Finally, like we said, Christmas is coming just a little over 4 weeks away, and that this is an amazing time for us to just celebrate the birth of our Savior. And so I hope that we recognize that over 2,000 years ago, our Savior came. He finally arrived, a waiting that the Israelites have been waiting on forever. And now because of His arrival and then eventual death and resurrection, that we just remember Romans 12:12, that we rejoice in hope, that we are patient in tribulation and constant in prayer. So no matter what this season may bring for you or for a loved one, God's peace is here with us. Praise God for that good news. Love y'all. Be blessed.